Good morning. It's Thursday, the 30th of April. The shape today is simple. Yield is doing the heavy lifting, volume is softer, and we're tracking behind the curve into May. April month to date, through yesterday, revenue per flight is 268,000 Rand, up 12.2% year on year. That's the headline, but look underneath. Flights are down 2.4%, passengers down 6.6%, and yield is up 17.4%. This is price-led growth, which is the healthier kind, but load factor has slipped 4.6 points to 86.2%. We're flying a tighter, richer schedule, and the market is paying for it. For context, March closed strong, revenue per flight up 2% on volume that grew 10% year on year, load factor at 89.7, yield up 1.6. On market context, FlightAware shows the domestic seat base grew 8.5% in March year on year. FlySafair added 8.3. Airlink added 13.4. SAA added 16.4. We grew, but slower than the market, so capacity share slipped a touch. SAA is the one to watch. They're rebuilding aggressively. Route detail tells the same story. On Cape Town to Port Elizabeth, the total market was up 43% year on year. We added nearly 5,000 seats, but Airlink doubled in. Our share dropped 4.7 points and load factor fell nearly 10 points. Durban to Johannesburg, the market grew 16%. We added 4,000 seats, but SAA added 19,000. Our share on that route is down 6.8 points to 59. That's the biggest share warning on the FlightAware data, and it's our second biggest route. Bloemfontein to Cape Town, we lost 10 share points, while Airlink added over 1,000 seats. Now the forward curve, which is the most important read. April is currently sitting at 78.8 load factor, against an expected 82.7 at this point in the curve. We are 4 points behind. Last April closed at 90.8, so the curve was heading to a strong number, and we are not pacing to it. The behind curve routes inside April are Johannesburg-Vic Falls, 17 points behind, Bloemfontein-Johannesburg, 13 behind, and Cape Town-Hudspruit, 13 behind. May is worse. We are at 21.6 load factor against an expected 29.5, 8 points behind the curve. Bloemfontein-Johannesburg is 20 points behind for May, and Durban-Johannesburg, our second largest route by capacity, is 19 points behind. That is the one to fix. On economics, jet fuel is down 8% month on month at 179 a barrel. The crack has narrowed, but the rand is 14% weaker month on month at 1683. The fuel tailwind is being eaten by FX. Net cost base is roughly flat. One anomaly worth flagging. Cape Town Mbombela, load factor down 19 points, but capacity more than doubled and revenue is up 69%. We've stepped into that route hard and it's still digesting. And ops, on-time performance is 93, below the 94 target for a second period. Worth a glance. Two questions for the exec meeting. One, on Durban-Johannesburg, SAA added 19,000 seats and we're 19 points behind the curve for May. What's our pricing and capacity response this week, not next month? Two, April pace is 4 points behind the curve, with load factor already down 4.6 year on year. Are we holding price discipline into the last 2 days, or do we open the bucket? Have a good one.